नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय स्वयं रूप गदा माह्यं दताति स्वापतांतिकम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं भंगं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शिवतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनम् हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदधोति सुहृत्सता नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11, Text Number 5. Saha, that Vasana, endowed with many desires, Atma, the mind, Vishaya Uparakta, attached to material happiness, sense gratification, guna pravaha, driven by the force of either sattva guna, rajo guna, or tamo guna, vikrita, transformed by lust and so on. So does atma, the chief of the 16 material elements. The five gross elements, the ten senses, and the mind. Vibhra, wandering, pritak namabhi, with separate names, rupa bhedam, assuming different forms, antabhishtam, the quality of being first class or last class, cha, and purai, with different bodily forms, tanoti, manifest. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Because the mind is absorbed in desires for pious and impious activities, it is naturally subjected to the transformations of lust and anger. In this way, it becomes attracted to material sense enjoyment. In other words, the mind is conducted by the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. There are 11 senses and 5 material elements. And out of these 16 items, the mind is the chief. Therefore, the mind brings about birth in different types of bodies among demigods, human beings, animals and birds. When the mind is situated in a higher or lower position, it accepts a higher or lower material body. Translation responsibly, please. Because the mind is absorbed in desires for pious and impious activities, it is naturally subjected to transformation of lust and anger. In this way, it becomes attracted to material sense enjoyment. In other words, the mind is conducted by the modes of goodness, passion and ignorance. There are 11 senses and 5 material elements. And out of these 16 items, the mind is the chief. Therefore, the mind brings about birth in different types of bodies. Among demigods, human beings, animals and birds. When the mind is situated in a higher or lower position, it accepts a higher or lower material body. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transmigration among the 8,400,000 species is due to the minds being polluted by certain material qualities. Due to the mind, the soul is subjected to pious and impious activities. The continuation of material existence is like the waves of material nature. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Maya vase, raksha vase, katsa kabu bhai. My dear brother, the spirit soul is completely under the control of Maya and you are being carried away by its waves. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Prakrute kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha ahankara vimudatma kartaham idi manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities which are actually carried out by nature. Bhagavad Gita 3.27. Material existence means being fully controlled by material nature. The mind is the center for accepting the dictations of material nature. In this way, the living entity is carried away in different types of bodies continuously, millennium after millennium. Krishna bhuvise jiva anati bhavimuta atayeva maya tare deya samsara dukkha. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 20.117. Due to the living entity's forgetfulness of Krishna, one is bound by the laws of material nature.
Protected, at least something to read, because this glass was there in one box, I just picked up and only there. So thank you. Thanks for reading. So here we continue hearing about the instructions given by Jada Bharat to Maharaj Raghuna. So this is Jada Bharat. Maharaj Raghuna was the palanquin was not carried properly because for a specific reason. So it's not like Jada Bharat didn't know how to carry the palanquin, because the ants were crawling, and then Jada Bharat didn't want to disturb that. So, but he used, Maharaj Raghuna used very harsh words. You are stout, thin, thick, all these different type of descriptions, things he was saying. So Jada Bharat is trying to give an explanation, and then Jada Bharat could understand. So this is Maharaj Raghuna could understand that this is not ordinary person. He's a very special type of person in the garb of dumb or dull person. So then he was inquiring further. So Maharaj Raghuna was inquisitive and asking questions. And here Jada Bharat is giving further elaboration. And so this particular verse is talking about the mind action. So it's very, very important. And Srila Prabhupada says in the translation of the purport, because this the transmigration among the 8,400,000 species is due to the minds being polluted by certain material qualities. So this is the Bhagavad Gita says, Ichcha Dvesha Samudena, Dvanda Mohena Bharata, Sarvabhutani Samoham, Sargeyanti Parantapa. So Ichcha and Dvesha, this is like the whole material world is like conducted by this Ichcha and Dvesha. Ichcha, this is desire and hate. I like this, I hate that. I like this, I hate that. So this is the Ichcha and Dvesha, that is the, because of that only we come to this material world. So Srila Prabhupada says in the one of the purports is saying, the real constitutional position of the living entity is this of subordination, is a pure knowledge. When one is deluded into the separation from the pure knowledge, controlled by the illusory energy, and comes and cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he starts taking birth in the material world. So the why we take birth in the material world? Because we don't understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I am his eternal servant. I am supposed to be serving him. When I decide that I want to be independently enjoyed, I don't want to be a servant. So when that mood creeps in, then we have to take birth in this material world. So when, as long as we are in cooperation with the Lord, like a servitude of the Lord, if we can do that, if we can maintain that, then we can remain in the spiritual world only. There is no need of material world. There is no need of material world. Material world is a superfluous. It's a superfluous. Material world is not like we should not think that the material world is essential. This is only 1/4 of this. 1/4 only. The most of the thing is in the spiritual. All the majority of the people there. Actually, we are seeing in this world a lot of people there. A lot of people, a lot of population here. But this is only 1/4 only. A small fraction of the people who are like a law, they are obey, they are like they are transgress the law. Only a very small portion only. But majority of the people, they are obeying the law. They are in the Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha Dham. They are very wonderfully serving the Lord. So we are like a minority. We are like a minority. But in the material world, the devotees are a little bit minority. So this is other way around. Actually, the overall circumstance, majority of the people are in the spiritual world, serving the Lord wonderfully. No problem. But in the material world is created, small portion of the material world is created because they have developed this dvandva. Ichcha Dvesha Samudrena Dvanda Mohena Bharata. That is why Krishna has given this opportunity. Okay, you go to this material world, you try to enjoy, or you try to fulfill your enjoyment, like I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor, that type of feeling. But you are not a proprietor, we are not the enjoyer. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita very clearly, I am the proprietor. Where Krishna says, I am the proprietor, you know, 5th chapter. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhrutam Sarva Bhutanam Jnatva Mam Shantim Prichyati. He says very clearly, this is the way you can attain peace. There is no other way you can attain peace. This is a three-point peace formula. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhrutam Sarva Bhutanam. These 3 points, that is the way we can attain peace. So, because when the living entity forgets that, and then because of the Ichcha and Dvesha, he has to come to this material world. So, that is why it is mentioned here. And also, and here Srila Prabhupada mentions here, in the purport, he says, due to mind, the soul is subjected to pious and impious activities. The mind plays a very pivotal role, because the mind is a... because we just see in Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, Krishna says about what is the position of mind. Because he says, this is like the 5 elements are there, the gross elements are there. Bhumi, Apo, Nalo, Vayu. Bhumi, Apo, Nalo, Vayu. భూమిర్ అపో నలో వాయు కం కం బుద్ధిరేవ చ. This is like ahankara vimuta. See, this is like five items are there. Five items are gross and three items are subtle. Manas, buddhi, ahankara. This out of the subtle elements, manas is the first. Manas, buddhi, ahankara. So these three things are there. So that is why it says here, due to the mind, the soul is subjected to pious and impious activities. The mind is the controller. Mind controls everything. Even though certain things are like sometimes, you know, like the mind is makes us think like that. This is like, even though assuming sometimes, you know, we have a situation like something may be sweet, something may be sweet. It is sweet only, but your mind like you have some kind of distress. So even though it is sweet, so the mind makes you think that it's not sweet. Like it's not, even though it is sweet, this is like the mind is playing the trick. So that is why we have to be very careful. And Krishna says the whole chapter, sixth chapter is dedicated for mind. Yes. So why Lord Krishna has to dedicate the whole chapter? Because the mind is a very, very important aspect in our life. And also especially in devotional life, mind plays a very important role. So that is why, and the soul coming into this material body because of this mind. Because we just this vasana is mentioned in that sloka, vasana, because this is mind is a storehouse of all these different thoughts actually, due to so many lifetimes, not only one lifetime, because it's like when the body finishes, the gross elements they finish, earth, water, fire, air, ether, that is finishing, but manas, buddhi, ahankara, that is carried part of the subtle body life after life. So what are all the impressions in this mind? Those things are all carried forward. So the typical example is Maharaj Bharat. We are discussing about him only, because Maharaj Bharat, and even though he performed all these things, and finally at the end of his life he was attached to, the mind was attached to a deer, because of that he has to take birth as a deer. So which is very powerful actually. So if the mind can be controlled like that, or if the mind is not controlled, then it can create a havoc actually. This is like he could have gone back home the same lifetime, but he didn't go because of this mind, because of the attachment to the deer. So that is why this is the cause of the continuation of material existence is like the waves in the material nature. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my dear brother, the spirit soul is completely under the control of Maya and you are being carried away by its waves. So this is the this is our situation in the material world. So we have to this mind is conditioned by the three modes of material nature. So Prabhupada explains in the purport. So what are the three modes of material nature? Hare Krishna? Goran, what are the three modes of material nature? Three?
Passion,
ignorance, goodness. Very good. How do you call it in Sanskrit? You know? Sattva-guna, Rajoguna, and Tamoguna. Yeah. These three modes of material nature, that is controlling the mind. Because this is controlling the mind. And sometimes we say that, okay, oh, this is with the material world, goodness is considered better. In the material world, goodness is considered better. So that is nothing wrong. Yes, goodness is considered better. But even though it is a good, but it's not that good. Even though goodness is good, but it's not that good. Because what happens? Well, Srila Prabhupada nicely gives an example like a prison house. If somebody is in the prison house, okay, what is the best thing to do from the prison house? Escape or get out of the prison house. But what sometimes people do, I am in a third class prison, let me go to the second class prison, where there is a bit more facilities there, there is fan will be there, there will be table, chair, newspaper will be there. So that is, let me go to the second class prison. So the fellow in the second class prison, he thinks, why should I be in the second class prison? I should go to the first class prison, where there will be more facilities, the television will be there, mattress will be there. So we don't think that I don't want to elevate from one prison to this prison, this prison to next prison. I just want to get out of the prison. But then why Shastra gives all these things? Because not everybody thinks like that. That is a problem. Because everybody thinks that I want to get out of the prison, then there is no problem. But there is a gradual process. There is a gradual process is, okay, if you are in the mode of passion, or if you are in the mode of ignorance, don't remain in that mode. Better to come out of that mode to come to the next mode. at least come to the mode of, you are in the mode of ignorance, then come to the mode of passion. Okay, then you, okay, that is a little bit better. So that is why the Varnashrama system is assigned or arranged in such a way that there is a gradual development. Gradual development. So Virya is like a person who is creating all this disturbance, so many things, okay. So at least you come to the next stage, you be passionate, do something passionate. And then the person is already in passion, then the suggestion for him is, now you are already in passion, so why are you wasting all your time? So then get to the level of goodness. So then you go do all the sattvic activities you do. So the person, when he starts doing those type of activities, then the prescription in the sastra is saying, oh, you are remaining in this mode. Your mission is not to remain here. Your mission is to get out of this place. So then you have to perform activities, pure devotional activities, suddha sattva activities. So that is why it is a gradual process. We should not think that, okay, these things are... But that is why when Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtraigunya Bhavarjuna. Traigunya Vishaya Veda. Because these Vedas talk about the three things. This is like a... But you have to raise above that. That is, pure devotional service means rising above these three modes of material nature. So this is a, this way the mind can be controlled. Mind can be controlled, and also it is a very nice example is given in the Kathopanishad. Kathopanishad is a very, very nice passage. We would have heard the passage many times. Atmanam radhim vidhim saratim ratam evacha buddhim cha saratim vidhi mana pragra evacha indriyani hayam ahu vishayanscha deshu gochara atmendriya manoyuktam bhokte ahu manishina. So the translation goes like this. The living entity is the passenger riding in the chariot by material nature. The intelligence is the charioteer, the mind constitutes the horses, and the, sorry, the mind constitutes the beings controlling the senses, and the senses are the horses. Thus the living entity is the false enjoyer. So the example, very nice example. You are sitting in a chariot, you are the passenger in the chariot, and if the chariot has to reach the destination, we have to be very careful. The horses are riding. And then the horses have to be controlled. If the horses are like taking into different directions, then we can't reach the destination. So what is this? Is like the mind is the controller of the horses. So that if the mind is in control, then automatically you can reach the destination. If the mind is not in control, so that is why in the whole of 6th chapter Krishna says, the beginning only he says, the mind is your best enemy and your worst friend. Mind is the best friend. Friend also, because it's like if you train the mind and then you can use the mind in the service of the Lord, then it is good. Then it won't create any disturbance. If the mind is like not trained properly, if the mind goes all over the place, then it's like an uncontrolled mind. Uncontrolled mind, we cannot achieve anything. Even materially, you can't achieve. Then what to talk of spiritually? If your mind is not controlled, you won't be able to concentrate. That is why nowadays the corporations are spending so much money actually. They are sending people for mind control. Why? What do they have to do with mind control in the corporation? Because even if you have to do your material things also better, in a better way, controlled way, you have to have a mind control. Then the situation is like, then what to talk of spiritual things. Spiritual things is more settled. Material things, okay, you can adjust your mindset and all these things you can do. But spiritual things require much more control. So that is why Arjuna, even though he was a great friend of Lord Krishna, disciple of Lord Krishna, and he said all these different prescriptions, end of 6th chapter, he says, Krishna, all these things, whatever you are saying, it's not practical for me. Not practical, because this is like a sanchalam hi mana krishna pramati bhalavadridam tasyaham nigraham manne vayu revacha dushkaram. He said, I cannot control this mind. I can control the wind, no problem. But I cannot control the mind. That is the position of the Kali Yuga citizens. This is 5000 years ago, that is the situation for Arjuna. So what can we talk about ourselves actually? We are already 5000 years past, so many disturbances, distractions for us. It's very difficult actually. So, and not that Krishna does not know about that. Krishna knows that. Krishna admits that. This is the beauty actually. Sometimes the people say, no, the mind. No, Krishna says, asamshayam. no doubt about that. Asamshayam mahabaho mano durnigraham chalam abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grahyate. In the chapter he said, asamshayam mahabaho, this is undoubtedly the mind will be like that only. If the mind is not like that, then only you should be worried actually. In the material world, if the mind, oh, my mind is stable, very serene, nothing. So that means, are you in the material world or in the spiritual? We have to ask this question. If the mind cannot be like that. Mind means, well, it just it should go on. But if you can control, that is abhyasa and vairagya. Krishna, Lord Krishna prescribes this method. If you have abhyasa and vairagya, then the mind can be controlled. Otherwise, there is no way of controlling the mind. So that is the description given. And Srila Prabhupada says in the purport also, towards the end, Prabhupada says, like, this is a... This, due to living entities' forgetfulness of Krishna, one is bound by the loss of material nature. This is the biggest disease actually. Because nowadays we are in the disease season. Now we have a different diseases are coming, different variations are coming. These diseases are to do with the body. This one disease will go and then that's all. Even if somebody has to finish this life, okay, that disease will also finish with the body. But the disease, what we are talking about, this disease is a very, very serious disease. Forgetfulness of Krishna. That disease, because of the disease, what happens? We have to continuously take birth in this material world. So that is why, yes, we have to take care of the temporary disease. Also, we have to address the permanent disease. Now, this is a more serious disease, is like a forgetfulness of Krishna. Because of forgetfulness of Krishna, then we are not able to fulfill the mission of life. Prabhupada says in the last purport, he says, one must come to this transcendental platform, otherwise life's mission is never fulfilled. Life's mission is never fulfilled. Because this is the problem. We have come to this material world and we have a mission to fulfill actually. It is not like the cats and dogs also come into this world and then they have some purpose and they don't have any purpose. Just like eating, sleeping, mating, defending and then just pass it. And then the human beings, they also behave like that. Then what is the big deal? Why should I have this special prerogative of human being and the sixth sense and all these things? There is no need actually. The living entity asks, if we also perform the same activities, there is no big deal. So that is why, because of this forgetfulness of Krishna, so that is why it is mentioned here, this Prabhupada says in the previous purport, because of that, one must come to the transcendental platform, otherwise life's mission is never fulfilled. Never fulfilled. This is like that is a waste actually. We have lived here and then we have not achieved anything. You ask somebody, you say, oh, what is your mission in life? You say, oh, I want to become a billionaire, whatever his motto. But there are already so many millions and billionaires roaming around. What difference did they make actually? They already have money. They already have everything. They have so many things at their disposal. But still they are not happy. You go and ask the person who has already million, no, is he, are you happy? No, I want to make more, So that is why there is no satisfaction, is not going to come. And satisfaction will not come from the external things. This we have to be convinced about that. We are not this body, we are spirit soul. The happiness for the spirit soul is completely different from the happiness of the material body. So if this knowledge is not understood, then this cycle will continue. Punarapi jananam, punarapi jamaranam, punarapi janani, jatare cycle. This will continue. So, and the procedure is like, yes, what is the procedure? How you can get out of this disease? So that also Prabhupada says in the same purport, he is saying, this is like a, by understanding our situation, by understanding our position, subordination, because that is the greatest knowledge. If we understand we are part and parcel of Krishna and then our duty is to serve Krishna, then we can, that is why the Vedas are dealing with that also, Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. These three things are there. Vedas talk about these three things. These are the only three things which are essential in the Vedas. All other things are all superfluous. Sambandha, Videya, Prayojana. Sambandha, what is the Sambandha? What is our Sambandha with Krishna? What is the Sambandha? Sambandha means what? Relationship, correct? What is our relationship with Krishna? Here, we are a servant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Swarupoi, Krishna era Nitya Das. We are a servant of Krishna. There is Sambandha. Then what happened? The sambandha is not forgotten. There is a problem. The sambandha cannot be completely negated, completely cut off. Oh, the sambandha is cut off now. No, sambandha is not cut off. Sambandha is still there, still always will be there. Sambandha is not going to be cut off. So this sambandha has to be re-established. Sambandha, then abhideya. Abhideya is the process by which we can re-establish this sambandha. And then what is the end result? Prayojana. What is the prayojana? It's just like an attainment of a pure devotional service. Service to Krishna, prema, Krishna prema. So that is the attainment. So this is what you have to do. That is the greatest welfare work actually. Whatever you say, because people are performing so many other activities, all the activities, welfare activities, so many philanthropic activities, people are doing, opening the hospital, opening the schools, opening all the welfare centers, so many things are happening. But that welfare activity will not be able to compare to the welfare activity of making someone understand you are not this body, you are spirit soul and you are a servant of Krishna and your duty is to render devotional service to Krishna. If that person understands that, then he does not have to take birth in this material world. So Srila Prabhupada is so humble. In the purport he says, in the person and the beginning introduction of Bhagavad Gita, even one person reads this Bhagavad Gita and if he becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, we consider our efforts as successful. See what, because not one person, 1 million, so many millions and billions of devotees are yet to come. And Srila Prabhupada, what is his expectation? He said, even one person reads this. Sometimes we think, all these efforts, especially you are all going for streets, book distribution, prasadam distribution. Oh, is it all worth? Sometimes you get chastised, sometimes you get yelled, and you get shouted at, and sometimes we see so many people always don't treat devotees like this thing. So, and sometimes we have a doubt, is it worth doing all these things? But according to Prabhupada, what efforts Srila Prabhupada take, and he says, even one person reads this Bhagavad Gita, understands this and becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, we consider all our efforts as success. So what this is humility. So humility is like, he says, I have done all these things, at least a million devotees have to become, then only I think this is success. No, he says even one person reads this. And because that even one person goes back to go back to Godhead, that is itself considered like a big thing actually. One person goes, it's not an ordinary thing. Because what will happen for that person, he does not have to come back to this material world. Punarjanmana vidyate. That's it. For him, the whole chapter is closed actually in the material world. So what a great thing. So like that, if everyone can do one thing, one person can help the other, each one. I mean, if you can do that, then the whole thing will be like a Vaikuntha. So that is what is very important actually. Because this is mind control is there. Mind control, see, this is like if these things are taught, they are taught in one level. Okay, because the medical system also, they talk about mostly about the body and then little bit about the mind, little bit. Nowadays they are talking about the mind and intelligence, little bit of studies are going on. But then over and above that, there is a soul that they are not even aware of when they will come to that platform. Very difficult thing. That is why we can't wait for all this medical research and all these things to do and then they have to give all their certification now. No, we are waiting for that. Already all the Shastra, all the Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, everything has given very, very clearly. So we don't have to wait for the research work to complete actually. Their research work complete than the Shastra. Because for us, the Pramana is the Shastra. The Shastra says something, then for us that is the Pramana. We don't wait for the scientific researchers to say that now soul is there, now this is there, Atma is there, all this, we don't wait for it. Because we just, so that way we don't waste our time on all these things. So that is why, this Krishna gives the formula also. Yes, this is material nature, is very difficult. Krishna says that also in Bhagavad Gita, it is not easy. So this is, Krishna is very practical actually. Krishna, he says, it's okay, it's not saying not okay, it is difficult. Mama Maya Duratyaya. Krishna says, Mama Maya Duratyaya. That means this material nature is very, very difficult. And he gives the formula also. Mamevaye prapadyante maya mekam parantiti. By just surrendering unto me, then only you will be able to overcome this maya. Otherwise the maya is not possible. It's not possible to get out of this entanglement. So this facility is given. And the today morning I was reading one Prabhupada's purport where he's saying the best way to control the mind is like, then Prabhupada is quoting this Bhaja Hure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara. Bhaja Hure Mana, this Govinda Das, that poet, he is singing, what is the best way? Bhaja Hure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara Vinda. Then the whole Durlava Manu. Because this Manusha Janma is given, so this best way to use this Manusha Janma is Bhaja Hure Mana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya. Then you can get out of this fear. Otherwise, the fear will always be there. The material world means the anxiety will be there, the perplexity, everything will be there in the material world. We cannot avoid it. This is like this is a package. The package is deep. Oh, I want only this side of the package. I don't want the other side. No, it won't work like that. You got a package, you have to live with that package. You got the material body, you have to go through all the other miseries of also. Misery is also coming. Whatever little bit enjoyment, and then we are getting the whole misery. The whole package is coming. So, to get out of that is the mind. Vajapure, the mind, if the mind is repose, our mind is like the lotus feet of Sri Nanda Nandana. So there the mind can be controlled. That's why we have the famous the song, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo Vasamsi Vaikunta Gunanavan. The Ambarish Maharaj, he was a great king, not ordinary person, great king. But even though he was a great king, he could engage himself, all his senses, mind and everything in the service of the Lord. So much so, Durvasa Muni was a great mystic yogi. He could not do any harm to him. And Lord Vishnu, what he says to this Durvasa Muni, my dear Durvasa Muni, this is best course of action. You have offended the great devotee Ambarish Maharaj. The best course of action is you go and fall at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. If Ambarish forgives you, then only this Sudarshan Chakra is going to come back. So this is such a great position. But because, what is the position? Because he has put his mind in the lotus feet of Sava Mana Krishna Padara Vindu. He has put his mind at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. That is why he has achieved that great position. Otherwise, Durvasa Muni is a great person. He could see Vishnu. He could see darshan of Vishnu. That much power he has. But he has committed an offense at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. That is why he had to go all the way back to Vika. He thought Brahma Loka, Shiva Loka, even Vaikuntha Loka, somebody will save me. No, nobody can save you. Because unless or otherwise you go and fall. That is Lord Vishnu. So much. This is Lord Krishna's special mercy towards his. Lord Vishnu is, oh yeah, Sudarshan Chakra, please come back. He could have immediately ordered. Why he didn't do that? Because he didn't want this. He didn't want to do that. Because you have committed an offense, you have to go through. So that is why it is very, very important for us also. This mind plays a very important thing. And because of this mind, we can elevate ourselves. Because of the mind, we can elevate ourselves. And because of the mind, if we can, putting ourselves in the situation, it can drag us also. That's why he says, Urdham Gachanti Sattvastha. If you have slowly we have to break the mind from the Tamoguna to Rajoguna, Rajoguna to Sattoguna, and then Sattoguna to Sundha Sattva. So this is like it's not that it's mandatory, you can directly perform your devotional service, but it's a gradual process. Is like Tamoguna, Rajoguna, Sattoguna. So that then we have to aim, our aim should be not to just remain on the Sattoguna and then like enjoy that this thing. That then it will be like a compared to the first class person or the golden handcuff, golden handcuff. Oh yeah, you have a golden handcuff. What is the big deal? You are still handcuffed. I'm still handcuffed. I thought I handed out the freedom. But I have a golden handcuff. So instead of doing that, we can get to the next level of Sudha Sattva, where this complete freedom is there. And Krishna invites them. And Krishna says also, if anybody, this is a position, if somebody, Srila Prabhupada did this, and then if we can cooperate in this exercise, then we also get Krishna's mercy. Krishna says, I am very much, a person who is doing this activity or preaching this activity is very, very dear. Krishna says, towards the end of When concluding the 18th chapter, Krishna says, Tyaidam paramam bhukhyam mad bhaktesh abhidasyati bhaktim mayi param kritva mame vaishyasi asamshaya. Because the person is very, very dear to Krishna because he has taken his responsibility of doing Krishna's work. What is Krishna's work? What is Krishna's work? Why Krishna comes to this material world?
To deliver us.
Yeah. And he healed the demons and re-established. Yeah, that is correct. That's what I'm asking here. So Krishna comes here with a mission statement. Yes, I want to deliver. And he, but Krishna doesn't want her to suffer. But somebody is doing the work for Krishna and Krishna appreciates it. Like when you do a work for government, government appreciates that. Government appreciates, government gives protection to you. So if a local government, if a mundane government can give you protection, don't you think Krishna will not give protection? We need to have that conviction. If you are working for Krishna, you are under absolute protection of Krishna and Krishna will protect you. And Krishna will ensure that this Maya will not trouble you. Krishna says, if you surrender to Krishna, if you become if you are looking after Krishna's business, if you do Krishna's business, then Krishna will say, I will protect you. Aham tam sarva papebhyo. Whatever happens, I will see to that. Then you get out of this place. So Krishna, you are. That is why it's a preaching is like a, it's a biggest benefit. Actually, we are doing a benefit for ourselves. Sometimes people say, come and give something to Krishna. They think, I am doing something. No, you are doing a favor for yourself. If somebody is doing something for Krishna, that they are doing a favor for themselves. Because if by giving it to Krishna, then you are making your position secure. You can't add anything to Krishna. Krishna already has everything. Everything is Krishna's property only. I can't give because whatever you have, whatever my position, my possession, everything is Krishna only has given. So if I can use that in Krishna service, that is a better understanding. And if I just use for my sense gratification, then that becomes difficult. Guruji always refers to this but the only difference between the Indriya Priti is needed. So there is no, we can't avoid Indriya Priti. Atma Indriya Priti is called Kama, Krishna Indriya Priti is called Prema. That's it. Indriya Priti, you can't avoid it. You have to do Indriya Priti. Somewhere or other, Indriya Priti has to be there. So, first do Krishna Indriya Priti. You satisfy Krishna's senses, Krishna's desires you fulfill, and then automatically we are part and parcel of Krishna. Our desires also, our senses are also satisfied. So, if we can understand that, then there is no problem. Then we can continue to hear and then bend Krishna's guarantee. That way, there is win-win situation. Even when we are living in this material world, we follow the instructions, whatever Krishna has given, and the guarantee for us is Krishna gives the guarantee. You will come back to me. Yaitam paramam bhukhyam mad bhaktesh abhidasyati bhakti mayi param krutva mame vaishyasi asamshaya. You will come back to me. Who else can give the guarantee? Nobody else can give the guarantee. No materialist cannot give the guarantee. No demigods can give the guarantee. Krishna can only give the guarantee. You can come back to me. What you have to do? Yaitam paramam bhukhyam mad bhaktesh abhidasyati. If you try to distribute this knowledge, if you try to explain this secret of Bhagavad Gita, if you try to give the knowledge, understanding of this living entity, then you become very, very dear to Krishna. So that way, we can also get the, because now Maharaj Raghupuna is getting the benefit. Jadabharat is explaining of all this knowledge. So same way, we can also, we may not be like a Jadabharat, but at least in our little capacity, we can try to give this knowledge to others and then distribute this knowledge, give the Bhagavad Gita, give the scripture. That way, everybody will be get benefited. So this is a big benefit. This is a benediction for us, actually. Srila Prabhupada has given. And then, if we can stick to that, then our life is successful and whoever is like a, our family, our surrounding, everything becomes successful. I'll stop here. If any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Yes?
My question is that you were saying that Krishna loves us and he wants us to come back to God.
Yes.
So why did he create the material world where we get attached to lots of stuff?
Yes. Actually, this first beginning of the class only we discussed that. Because Krishna created the material world because of our desire actually. We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. Correct? It's not Krishna's problem. Because Krishna is a kind father, like your father, kind father. So Krishna, if you ask something, my father, I want this, your father sometimes says, So you can't have that. It's not good for you. It's not good for you. Good for you. But sometimes you are so adamant that I want to touch the fire. I want to touch the fire. But what happens after some time, you say, you want to touch the fire? Okay. Then when you touch the fire, you find, oh, my father said, don't touch the fire. But I touched the fire, it burnt my finger. I burnt my hand. Same way, the living entity, Krishna can say that. No, Krishna can say, oh, you can't have it. That's it. Then what will the problem? Then Krishna has given you the free will. Because it's like, I keep this here. Yeah, come after millions of years, that will be here only. Because this is like a inert matter. It won't move. But we are not like that. It's like 1 minute only, we are not able to stand. Because your spirit soul is very, very active. Huh? Krishna has given the free will. So you can use the free will. Free will means, yes, I can do this, I can do that. The option is there, the free will is there. So you can do this way or you can do that way. And Krishna has given the free will. You can use the free will and you can do this way, surrender to Krishna, or you say, no, I want to remain in the material world only. Krishna cannot do anything. What can you do? Because this, you want it. So that's it. The material world is not Krishna's desire. Material world is our desire. We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. That is why Krishna had to create this material. Krishna is very unhappy. Having sent a living entity here, like for example, if the children, they go away from home, is father very happy? No. Father and mother will be always thinking, oh, when is going to come, when they are going to come, always thinking. Krishna also like that. And Krishna's anxiety is also like that. And Krishna thinks. You find in Brihad Bhavatamrita, like when the living entity goes back, where have you been? So many lifetimes have you had, you have been roaming around, like that. So Krishna, it is not Krishna's problem, it is our problem. We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna, that is why the material world is created. Okay?
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Anything else? Gauranga will not have any question. You are self-realized already. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.